to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maji.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
The price of still have his number. Lulu Cafe.
Hey, it's Kululu.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Yes.
Hey.
Kunjan. Hello.
Hey, who put Lulu Cafe?
Yeah.
Is this Lulu Cafe?
Are you
who gives
him the
race?
Aye.
Ah, kiwe na o nkile di video mo. Kiwe na o nkile di video mo. Kiwe. Satan, Satan, Satan. Hey, Maratau. Hey, wrong. I have a triple crosser. I have a triple crosser. The first thing, Maratau. Enda.
Ladies and gentlemen, guess who's back?
Hey. He has risen. Thank you. Man, I missed you guys so much, man.
You lied, dog.
I fucking missed the
show. You didn't say that when you walked in.
I missed the show, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't say it because I was taking it all in. I was soaking it all in, man, you know?
Yeah.
I missed the fucking show, man. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's nuts, bro.
It feels good to be back, man.
It really does. It's like, people don't realize that it's also our therapy time.
Yeah.
You know, being here, it's also our fucking therapy
time. People were
time.
Worried about you, dog. What was going on? What was wrong with you?
Hey! Hey! Hey, bengipokolwa imfene. Bro, I had a fever, right? Mm. So I had a fever, remember? I took a bath Tuesday. Mm. Came out the bath. Hey, man. Minglala, man. I'm like, no, man. This one duvet is not enough. Blanket. No, man. It's not enough. Two blankets. No, man. Something is wrong, you know?
COVID.
Hey, wait. Mm. Nah, man, something's wrong. You know, I've got the jitters, the fever, you know, I'm a hot flash.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like, something's up. Then I take painkillers, though, for the muscles, you know, then I cool, man, the sharp. Following day, I go see the doctor, you know? Go down the road, hospital, see the doctor. Doctor gives me fever stuff, doctor gives me painkiller stuff, you know, sharp. There's nothing wrong at the moment. Like, I'm fine. It's just a fever, you know? Cool. I 2 days pass. I'm still on medication. Friday, rash. Evening, rash. No. Thursday evening, rash, you know? I have a rash. I go to the doctor. Same doctor. I'm like, yo, I now have a rash. No, Saturday morning, I go to the doctor. I'm like, yo, I now have a rash. As you can see, you know, I went there wearing a buff because this thing was like just, damn, breaking out and stuff, you know. Damn. I go there with the buff and how doctor like, how rash. Doctor looks at it.
Okay, I'm feeling itchy all of a sudden.
Are you feeling like a Dalmatian?
Hey, rash. Yes, I had a rash. I sure go see the doctor, you know. I request the Uber, a Ford comes. I feel like a Marcus now. I'm Rashford.
Welcome back.
Yeah. I see the doctor. It says I've got a bacterial infection. What? I cool. Gives me some stuff.
And the thing is, you always miss the spots, Marcus.
Hey!
You're on probation, dog.
Hey!
I
I see. What's that discrimination? easy. And then I'm like, nah, something is not right. This medication is not working, doc. Monday, then I go to Eugene Marais, Life Eugene Marais Hospital. I've got a mate there whose mom works there. And they're like, nah, they've got really good people. Shout out to Dr. Nkela, by the way. So the doctor treats me. They take a whole lot of blood. They take urine samples. They admitted me for a few hours. So I went there in the morning. I left at like 7 p.m.
You guys saw the pictures. They saw was looking bad.
You saw the picture. You saw the video. Yeah, I even did a video at the hospital. And I showed. It was horrible. It was bad, man. And yeah, the doctor's a chiller. Shout out to her. Mm. You know. And then they gave me some really good stuff. You know, I got creams. I got meds. And I was like, each and every day, I was recovering. What you see here is literally some of the spots. It's obviously the old dead skin has fallen off the scabs, and it's new fresh skin, which over time, within a week, it's gonna just cover up, and I'll be fine again. You know, so I never thought I was gonna be fine again, bro.
What was it? Monkey pox? Chicken pox? What was it?
Hey, you know, say, What was it?
I'm a pox.
Oh, government came to my house.
So it's monkey pox.
Only three of us have it in Gauteng, apparently.
And you one of them.
I'm the third case.
You lie.
I was going to walk off.
You lie, dog.
Yeah,
for real.
Government came to my fucking house. And they annoyed me. They came again today. Now they wanted the scabs that are falling off. Because I was like, they were like, we need the pass in there. I was like, there's no more pass. There's no pass. I said Rashford, guys, remember. Mm. There's no pass coming out anymore. There's no pass coming out. Because I've healed. Because before there was pass in these things.
I'm stuck on the government had to come to you.
Pass is in.
I know.
So when the government comes, what do they ask you? Like,
what the hospital does is they took my blood, like a whole lot of blood, and they did something they call blood cultures, which is a whole run of blood tests. So they were checking out for allergies, if I'm allergic to anything, because I did have I've got quite a few of these, but it was my first time eating celery. The veggie. So I could have been allergic to that, right? And I was like, nah, but I'm not allergic to anything, man. And that came out negative, and they test different things. So COVID, I said I'm going to get there. I did test for COVID. The first time I went to the doctor, they tested me for COVID, and the results came back negative for COVID. So then now they don't know what is it.
So it could only be one thing,
but the symptoms are exactly the same as chicken pox. So sore throat, right? Mm. I had an inflammation, like swelling up the roof of my mouth. Throat was sore. I couldn't really swallow food properly. Mm. Obviously, fever, muscle aches. Headaches weren't that bad.
Now you know how your chick feels, eh?
Huh?
Hey.
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 What did you say?
Hey.
Hey. She couldn't swallow properly.
Hey. Hey. Hey, this guy. Hey.
As you were.
Hey. Hey. Oh, it's free game, man. It's free game, man. All right, cool. Anything goes. All right, cool.
No, as you were.
Hey. So, yeah, man. So, then I went for X-rays. Checked out my heart. They were like, ah, your heart got a heart of a champion. Your heart is fine. My breathing passages, you know, ah, it's fine. My lungs, oh, fucking beautiful. Everything's good. So had they seen anything wrong, they were going to admit me overnight. You know? But they were like, nah. But they wanted to. So that they can run tests. I'm like, no. Because they're going to call doctors from all over who are trying to fucking win Nobel Prizes and all that bullshit. You know, and I don't want to be like a lab rat and stuff. So I was like, guys, I want to go home. I feel good.
Wait, doctor.
I just don't look good.
You had monkeypox?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Damn.
Well, the government is currently running their own tests because this hospital says they suspect it's monkeypox. The government is now running their own tests.
Can't you die from that shit, dog?
No.
You can, but I mean, I've gone through the tough part, right? You can, because it's all about your immune system. So if it hits you, you're covered. If it hits you and your immune system is weak, or your lungs are weak, but or your heart is weak.
Isn't there like a quarantine that you have to go for?
Yeah, I was home quarantining. Yeah.
For how long, though?
Hmm?
For how long, though?
Hey, the whole 2 weeks. Yeah, even now I do the radio show from home.
Oh.
And then how did you get it?
I don't know.
But you know, so they say it's sexually transmitted.
Yeah, like many other things. You know, a flu, you can get it sexually as well, right? But like,
but right now
I'm sleeping with like one person.
When?
When am I sleeping with one person?
When last did you go to Summit?
As much as I can.
Okay.
When last did you go to Summit?
Yo, I haven't been to that mountain in a while, bro. I haven't summited that fucking place in a minute. And also, the last time I had sex, it was years ago. Like, whenever I go there these days, it's not even about that, you know? It's not about buying and the sex and no.
Nah, something you're not telling us. So.
Oh, so.
How can you just, out of everyone in the crew, just get monkeypox out of nowhere?
Hey, fam. Okay, so you saying me. I had sex with someone in your body in the monkeypox. And then I see all the pus coming out. I'm like, pass me that pussy. Pass it now. Ah, come on. No, man.
No, maybe she had, but you didn't know. But there's something you're not telling
her.
Am I lying, ghost lady?
Yay.
How come none of us got it, bro?
What do you mean?
We frequent the same places.
How come no one on the Kaya Breakfast Show has gotten it? I'm with them.
Because they're not going to Summit. I doubt Danae was going to Summit.
Yeah. Hey.
Or the traffic or whatever person. Oh, you do traffic. Sorry. Yeah. Newsreader, you know what I mean?
No. Well, we frequent the same places.
Yeah. But I'm not with you during the week. So I don't know what you're
I'm
doing.
Home during the week. You know, I'm a very homely person.
Who's home?
Me.
Hey. Bro, so you're telling me you're home during the week and you get monkeypox? Come on.
Dog.
Come on.
Okay, listen, guys. Where's our fact checker?
She's got monkeypox.
Yeah. We need a new fact checker. Because now we want to know the ways that it's transferable, this thing. Mm-hmm. It's not just sexually. People heard also sexually and they just think, sexually.
No.
And everybody.
Sexually, yes. It's through contact.
Through contact.
Yes.
Through like if you have an opening and fluids and stuff.
Yeah.
That's why they were asking me who's doing your laundry because you've been sweating, you had a fever, the sweat. Whoever's doing your laundry must be careful how they handle their laundry, impasha and stuff.
Oh, so do you have a helper or no? You do the laundry yourself.
No. I do have a helper, but she hasn't come in a while, and I'm not doing it myself. I hope that makes sense.
I'm trying to find the. What am I searching, Konje?
How is monkeypox
spread? Okay. Yeah.
How does monkeypox spread? How does monkeypox?
So I'm gonna get results from the government because the hospital never really said. Or the hospital made me do all these tests, and then they're like, "It's not allergies. It's not this. It's not that. It's not COVID. It's not chickenpox." However, sign these forms, and the forms were like monkeypox, thingy. What screening by the government because they
but don't you doubt
hospitals.
It now when once it goes
it can
over to
be
the government.
Spread between people through close contact.
Yeah,
fucking hell.
Damn.
Valani show, Masambi.
Hey, podcast for 30. We're just winging this. Hey, I mean, I'm taking some 17. It's above me. It's above my pay grade. Me being here is above my pay grade.
It gets worse. There's currently no cure.
So strong. That means I'm history. I'm a survivor. I'm a legend.
If we start getting monkeypox now,
okay, but. Hey, let's not go down that rabbit hole. Because I'm going to ask, like, if something happens to someone, who's responsible? It's not me. If something happens to someone... Hey.
Richard.
Hey, guys. Okay, but guys... That's what I kept on saying watching San Bush, eh? $50,000 a week.
Before we talk about San Bush, shout out to Umpo Pops, man. He held it down, bro.
I love Umpo Pops, man. He held it down. Shout out family, bro.
That nigga is funny as fuck.
Dude, fucking natural.
And speaking about comedians, our boy is back. Luis Ogola is back.
Oh.
What do you mean he's back?
He's got a show at Empress Palace on the 1st of October.
October.
Oh, shit!
And then on the 21st and the 22nd of October is out in Cape Town. You can get your tickets right now at www.loisagola.com.
Dope. You're playing, obviously.
No. You didn't book me.
He didn't book you?
Nah.
Loisa, we're family, man. What kind is this one? Celeste was also at Empress Palace.
Yeah.
I was there. I was supposed to DJ. But then I had another gig, so I couldn't stay long and stuff. Then I left. But they're killing it, hey?
Yeah.
Nah, man, I can't wait. 1st of October, Empress Palace.
Yeah.
Nah, we're there, man. We're
so
there.
As we all have daughters here. You got a daughter.
Yes.
Ghost Lady's raising a daughter.
Oh, you got a daughter, yeah.
I've got a daughter as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's got up daughter. As a Kosa man. Yeah. No, just son, but daughter. Yeah, daughter.
How did you feel watching the CN Bougie interview, Raising a Girl?
Hey, bro. I felt like, hey, man, to each their own, you know. It's her life, her vibes, but it obviously encouraged you as a parent. I don't know what her parents did wrong. But to just be there for your kid and just do the best.
Why are you saying they did something wrong?
Yeah, they did something wrong.
Why are you saying
they
did something
wrong? Because your question alludes that they did something. Or it speaks to parenting of women, of daughters.
Not entirely.
How it speaks to their upbringing or what they become or how they become, rather.
What I notice is that no matter what you do.
I was about to say.
No matter what you do. Mm-hmm. They'll turn out however they want to be.
Yep.
Because when when I was doing the interview with her, I mean, she's not like Olim Fega where she's like on survival mode. She's from a good family. She doesn't need to do whatever she's doing. She just chose.
She's not from like
you understand what I'm saying? Areas, so it was more of a choice, not like choice, survival mode.
It was a lifestyle choice.
Yes,
that's true.
And that made me allude to like social media's killing our kids, bro, like our daughters, bro. If you think about it,
that's true. Because there's many kids like her. Some even grew up rich.
Yeah,
but they still live like that.
The lifestyle.
Yeah, they still live that lifestyle.
What did you think, those ladies? A lady.
You know what? I thought for me, obviously having a daughter, because she's gone through a whole lot. For her age, obviously, it was just like, you know, and I loved how she owned it, you know.
Shout out to her.
The way she never owned it. Yeah, she owned it and actually.
She was like, hey, that 50K, you'll pay for it because you're a slave.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. You know, because she didn't just glamorize it. Like, I got 50K, but she had to actually remove herself from that situation because it was now, she was being controlled, basically. Mm. And normally those are the issues that people don't talk about. But I think back to the point of me having a daughter. It kind of said, I wouldn't want my child to go through all of that. So it's like, it kind of puts pressure on me as a parent to say, what, I must just do my ultimate best.
But even your best might not be enough.
It might not be enough.
That is who she is.
Because
she's born to be.
Think about it, right? The parents that raised CN Bougie, 20 years ago, there was no social media. So they didn't have that extra thing that they didn't know.
Because we don't know what's going to be there in 20 years to come for our children.
You understand what I'm saying?
Damn, man.
So no matter what you do, it's up to them. And, you know, at the end of the day, they make the decision. So, yeah, bro, it's crazy.
It's crazy. But it's still one of the most beautiful things ever to raise a daughter. I wouldn't want it reversed, you know, because of she may turn out a certain way. Mm. It's still very precious, especially the bond between a dad and the daughter. Mm. You know, still very precious. But you're right. We can only, and even with boys, we can only do any kid, you can only do your best. Mm. Your mom could only do her best.
And look how you turned out. She tried.
You know?
Not a lot of parents would want their kids to grow up and be like MXG. I'm sure. No. I'm not telling Nala to be like MXG. No.
And she tried.
Yeah, man. So it's still precious raising a daughter. Don't get it mistaken. If I'd have another one, I'd be blessed, you know. But that's conversation for many years to come.
Yeah. What's this thing I hear about now? You need a license to DJ. What's going on with that?
No.
Oh, that's been the case for a while, bro.
Yeah.
So the music laws state, right, that if you're an establishment or an individual practitioner who plays music. Remember how CDs way back in the days, they would be written, not allowed for public performance around the CD thingy that'd be written. Not it's for private use. You're not allowed to for public performance. Mm. And as a DJ, that's what you're doing. It's a public performance. You're playing music public for people. And once that happens, you need to pay just like a radio station. Radio stations have a license, and in that license, depending on how big the footprint is, they pay a fee to SAMRO and all the other collection agencies. Those agencies, then they'll say, Inkandini. But shout out. I'm so fucking proud of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, you got that, got that, got that.
Inkandini.
So those
oh, by the way, speaking about Inkandini, it was so nice for the first time because I was playing at Coffee in Midrand
last night.
For the first time ever in my set, people were waiting for me to play my song.
Oh,
that was a nice feeling. I'm like, hey, shit, I can get used to this.
Yeah,
oh, that's
so
beautiful.
Like, then the collection agency, Sembra and them, this is just from what I know. I may be wrong somewhere. You'll correct me. Then they'll say, oh, 30 million spins of music, you know, over throughout the year or this cycle. And we've got 100 million in license fees from all the broadcasters, TV, radio, everyone. You know, Inkandini had a 5% share of that because it was on high rotation and it was a big song, 10%. And then ideally, in the money that's dispersed, distributed, you would get that. Mm. You know, that's when you've got a hit song, you get more money than someone who's got a song that plays once a week. You know what I mean? They get 0.005% of that money because in all the spins, that's what their song represents. That's 0.005. Mm. So, taverns, bars, everywhere, when you walk into a retail store and they're playing music, they've got a license that they pay to play that music.
Okay.
So taverns, including DJs, you
like
need to...
Like us as DJs?
Yes. Radio stations have logs. You know the log? They have logs, cue sheets, that they send to SAMRO and all the other collection agencies, and then they look what they played
so
when.
So you're saying now as DJs, my set, I need to log that in? Somewhere.
That's been the law. It's always been the case for years, bro.
It's
always, for years.
It's always been there. Just that now, RISA is implementing it for real now. So it's dubbing, music video, and licensing of broadcasters, as you said. So it's always been there. But it was SAMRO at first. But SAMRO didn't implement it so much because they were focused on performance and mechanical rights.
Mm.
So now RISA is doing it for
so
the industry.
So right now, my gig last night, I should have sent a spreadsheet or something.
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to do that when you're drunk, though.
Damn.
So
no, you can send it tomorrow. You can send it.
But yeah, like in radio, you know, when you play a song, you write down.
Yes.
Song.
Then the station will send.
So you're supposed to do that as a DJ now.
Yeah. Whatever,
So you need to hire someone to write your song.
Funny enough.
Fuck me.
You need to hire someone that's going to stand there and just write the songs.
There's always been a DJ license.
Yeah. How much is it?
It's around 900.
Something. Yeah, 900.
So that's the license fee.
Yeah, I know they quoted me 900 when I was doing
for
it.
For a year.
It's a monthly fee as well, right?
That's
for
a year. That's
bro,
a year.
That's a year. Just a year.
I'm playing Gandini from the first track to the last track.
And that's what you can do.
And then you're earning.
No, literally.
It's good for
and
us
that's
music
what you
creators.
Can do. Just good. Play your own music and then send it. Literally.
Yeah, all the major labels are already on.
So
on,
how have
we
been able to get away with it so far?
Oh, because like everything else, no one makes sure that things are being followed.
Wasn't being implemented.
And let's be honest, all over the world, though, it's not. Let's not say it's a South African thing. All over the world, no one really cares. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't think even Black Coffee has sent a cue form wherever he plays all over the world. You know, it's one of those things. No one really follows up. But technically, in the ideal world, it's how things should have been.
Mm.
They count the number of seats. Let's say whether it's a church or an event or like an arena, how many seats are there? That's how they count and then give you an estimation of how much you should be paying, I think, per annum. Yeah.
Yeah, but Black Coffee's got a good excuse because the one hand is DJing, so you can't really...
Oh, he can't write.
Where did that come
can't
from?
Can't write.
Where did that come from?
Where the fuck did that come from?
Nah. No, I'm being, you know.
Hey, so we're not laughing.
No, we're not laughing. We're amazed.
He's alone.
We're shocked.
Smangel.
Inganegwane.
Inganegwane. Inganegwane. a man and his hand was walking.
Ghost lady, what are you watching at the moment?
I'm currently watching Redemption. No, it's gonna start. It's gonna start. I'm anticipating it actually, and it's gonna start this Monday at 6 p.m. So this is a new show. It's a drama series. Not even a drama. It's a drama that plays every day. So it's almost like a soapy.
Oh, okay.
Like a telenovela.
Yep. And it's actually about a mega church. So it's all the drama that happens.
Oh, no wonder
so
you're watching. Pastor.
Yeah, you know I like these kind of things. You know,
local.
It's like there's a pastor, there's a pastor's wife, all of that stuff. Yeah, local. It's gonna be on BET Africa channel 129.
Is there enough drama in the church? As a person who's, been very close to the church,
well,
is there
the
enough
church
drama?
Christian woman. You know, no, there's no drama. But it's
nice.
For
them to make a whole
TV.
Series. For them to make a whole telenovela, there must be juice that carries a season or two or
everywhere.
Three or four.
It's life drama, I guess. You know, maybe it's, I don't know. I want to see what the show brings, guys.
So when I was asked, you've never been privy to drama. The gossip of church of Umfundi Sugela, Ubabumfukeng, Mario Baptista. Mario Baptista, Ubabumfukeng. Namfasa, can I have Papa Kisto? No, father. Surely you've been privy to that kind of church juice. You know there's church juice, right? Yeah. You know church juice.
Church juice.
Not church grooves, cause
that's a church I know. That's a church I know.
Not. Watch out for chess. Watch out for chess.
Guy to Gucci.
Wow, man, Redemption. I can't wait. So it just follows what happens in the church. Obviously, it's a drama. It's acting. It's a script.
Yes.
Is it local? Yeah.
Not reality.
It's a local show.
It's a local show.
Yes,
dope,
man.
Yes. Fuck, man.
Can't wait. Yeah, please. Let's.
So every
week
day.
I'm in. Yeah, every day. From Monday to Thursday.
Monday to Thursday.
Yeah. At 6 p.m. And it repeats.
What did you think about the Lulu Cafe thing? What was going on there, man? Can someone break it down for me, bro?
Yo, guys. Hey, uskululo.
Wakululimba.
Hey, uskululo.
Wakululimba.
Hey, uskululo maliwa. Hey, uskululo.
It was a pure surprise.
Bro. No, for real, because I was on Twitter, right?
Nothing
like
much.
It was 5 a.m. and as I woke up one morning thinking about the day before.
And you're like,
Twitter. Oh! Dangling, baby. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? You know? Yo, it's cool, Lulo, bro. And it happened to such a nice guy, dog.
Yeah.
Lulo is the nicest guy. He doesn't bother anyone. He doesn't feud. He even deleted his Twitter. Did you see?
He did.
He did like.
And he did say he was disturbed. Actually, for me, I was like, why did you even go and write on Twitter? Just deny it.
Yeah, he said.
Pretend like it does not exist.
But what happened? Lulo, what happened?
Yeah.
Explain for people that do it.
What happened?
So Musa Kawula just shared pics. I don't know where he got the
video.
From. Yeah, a video of Lulu Cafe, and obviously, apparently, it seems like he was cheating. That's why that's how it got even out. And yeah, so even now his Twitter, Musa Kawula got suspended.
Of course, it's a revenge porn. Yeah.
What does the video show?
Well, not revenge, but
I didn't see the actual video. I just saw the picture of the video. So
what
I don't.
The video show?
I didn't see the video.
He's in the shower.
Yeah,
he's in the bathroom. Mm. And then there is someone. In bed.
Roadkill.
No, we don't know. It could have been his home.
Oh, okay.
It honestly could have been his home. We don't know if it was roadkill or...
No, that's roadkill behavior. Mm-hmm. To show I'm with Lulu.
It's time for NDAs, niggas.
Yep.
Nah?
Yep.
But how do you know, though? How do you
know? No, bro. Would your women do that?
Exactly.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
No, but...
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah.
No.
Good question.
But what if her phone got stolen?
No, but why is she recording Lulo? Why is she recording him?
It looks like she was hiding the phone while she was recording.
It doesn't look like, surprise, hey, you know, like, oh, baby, stop. Like, it's a cute moment. Mm. A pure moment, right? Pure. It looks like it's a moment of her stealing, you know, content.
To show people I'm fucking Lulo.
To show people, look who's here.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And
guys,
so that's
I'm telling you, this roadkill is going to kill us.
Roadkill, guys. Roadkill culture.
Roadkill.
Roadkill culture. Sankuza. Sankuza. Pumani kwi roadkill.
If you're a celebrity. Bro. Roadkill.
If you're a celebrity, do not, like, it's a sick culture, you know? Especially if
bro,
like,
if I was a roadkill, ne? I mean, if I was a celebrity, ne?
Wow. I want to hear this. If you're a roadkill, you'd say, should we put the phones here? They're going to carry around. I come with a basket. I come with a phone basket. What would you do if you're a roadkill?
No. If I was a celebrity, I'd only fuck prostitutes. Not roadkill. Roadkill, that's where the danger is. If I was a celebrity, I'd fuck prostitutes.
I get that.
Out there selling. Yes. Like I sell.
You do your business. They're not going to call you. They want screenshot. They're not going to put you on any rape list. We know what's happening and it's done. Once we are done.
I get that.
You are born roadkill.
And you wonder why it's not even illegal. It's still not legalized in the country, right?
Prostitution.
Yeah, because I get that. They're not going to want to be your girlfriend. They're not going to be. Why are we not having sex at your house? Mm. Right? You're like, what the fuck? My wife sleep with my woman and my kids play here. Mm. Kind of, you know? Mm. They don't want to ask for bullshit, you know?
And they're not going to screenshot and post on Twitter.
No, they're not going to extort money.
Yes.
Like, they're not going to, you give them money after in the morning and then they extort. They come back for more money. They're out of electricity. Mm. They're telling you about their school fees and their problems. Mm. Actually. Mm. Mm. Actually, yeah. And even when you do, though, choose roadkill, let's say if I were to engage in roadkill activities, you know?
Okay.
When I choose.
Oh, okay.
No, if I were to, like, that's I mean, you can read vibes, bro. You can read vibes. Yeah. Like, you can read genuinely likes you, roadkill vibes. You can read. Just wants to be seen with you, roadkill vibes. Mm. You know, you can read those kind of vibes. Mm. You can read, generally laid back, really just wants to chill with me, fuck with me and stuff. And then you can see problems, bro.
Aren't you too drunk to notice all of that? And
thank
read
you.
Into
I'm
all
never
that?
Too drunk for vibes and energies. I feel
or monkeypox.
But you caught monkeypox. So
never too drunk for monkeypox.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Lampiro! Lampiro, what up, dog? Hey, Lampiro's here, yeah?
Hey, hey, hey. You say, ghost lady.
No, I was asking Saul, but I'm that, like, I just asked you.
No, you know what?
Then aren't you too drunk to notice all of those? As much as, yes, you can read between her, she's coming for whatever, fame or what?
Even if... And then let's say I'm sober. There's still that chance that I could get it wrong. There's still a chance. There's a picture in corner, and then someone took a selfie, and they just haven't sent it to their friends yet or whatever. I also don't know. And you could also still get it very wrong. And also sometimes, maybe Lulu, if it's okay, we've established not as woman. Maybe he's single. You know what I mean? And who's he can fuck whoever he wants
of
to
course,
fuck.
Of course.
Maybe they didn't even fuck. Maybe they just cuddled. You know?
Let's call Lulu. Should we call Lulu?
It's Kululu.
Yeah, let's call Lulu. Yeah, it's Kululu. Find out what happened, man.
You have to Bluetooth it.
Oh yeah, I got a Bluetooth, man.
Bluetooth?
Yeah.
He has an iPhone.
Hey, shout out to you, bro. Finally, you see.
What?
It's nice.
What's nice?
Finally, you bought yourself. I mean, you've been buying everyone iPhones. Now you bought yourself one. You know?
No, I got it as an anniversary.
As an anniversary.
Yeah, it was our 10 year anniversary. What?
Yeah, with your money, though. You bought it, nigga. It's like, my anniversary. You bought an anniversary. What anniversary? 10 years, dog. Shit, going strong, eh?
Wow, you guys are even above us, ahead of us. You.
10 years, 9 years, somewhere there, man.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey.
I mean, I don't see. You see, this phone is a scam.
Man,
bro. iPhone is a scam.
What do you mean?
Bro, you gotta pay to listen to music. You gotta pay for space.
Mine told me now that my iCloud, and I think I was on the 100 gigs iCloud, it's gone.
Yeah.
Now I'm on 2 terabytes scam, or 200
there's
gigs.
There's no double SIM. Fuck this shit, man.
Right? There's no FM tuner.
Nothing.
It's the weirdest thing.
Which iPhone is that? Is that the 14?
12.
Oh, the 12.
Scam.
The 14. Do you know what one of the features It's that if you happen to be in an accident, it can, I don't know, call some emergency. I'm like, is that what?
Yeah, you probably have to pay for that, yeah.
Come on.
And you have to pay for it also.
That's a scam. I don't know how you guys survive with these phones, man. Android, gumnandi, Android.
No, no, I still have an Android phone. I agree, Android is very convenient.
It's cool. Oh, I'm surprised I still have his number.
Lulu Cafe.
It's cool, Lulu.
Hello.
Hey. Hello. Yes.
Hey.
Kunjan.
Hello.
Hey, who put Lulu Cafe?
Yeah.
Is this Lulu Cafe?
Are you
using the
aye?
Ah, kwa na o nkile di video mo. Kwa na o nkile di video mo. Kwa Satan, Satan, Satan. Hey, Maratau. Hey, I have a triple crosser. The first thing, Maratau. Hey, Maratau. Hey, I want to come talk about. I'm going to talk next.
Let me try this. That was the wrong number.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Same girl.
My man, stop saving your room chillers. Lulu Cafe. I'm sure there's a Sol Penduga old number. There's a Sol Penduga old number there.
Fuck, you don't have Lulu's number.
Hello? Let me check.
Yeah, check. If
it's Kululo.
If you got Lulu's number, man. But anyway, speaking about roadkill, right? Yeah. I don't know if you know the soccer player. His name is Nicholas Bettner. Mm-hmm. He says he blasts the myth of footballers having girlfriends in all cities for when they play away games. We are all accustomed to the story that football stars prefer to have girlfriends in all cities when they play away matches. Well, that may end up not being true, as former Arsenal striker Nicholas Bettner revealed this week that stars in fact prefer the services of prostitutes when playing away for safety reasons, as girlfriends may end up exposing them to the media for revenge if things don't go well or for extortion.
Ish.
Mm-hmm. Which speaks what we just spoke about now.
Dango.
It really makes sense. So footballers go, they bar.
Yes, Rooney, that's why.
You know? Oh, Rooney! That thing, remember?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Did you get Lulu Cafe?
No, I've asked for Jaws to send me because they all work on Metro.
We'll try,
so
we'll try.
Makes sense, though, ne?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit. Now, so even Andile Mpisane's, his team, when they're in Joburg, they had Royal till the AM.
Until the morning.
Till the morning comes.
Hey, really, welcome back, dog.
Yeah, but it really makes sense, man.
Oh,
less drama, less strings attached.
Oh, man, I really wanted this to tell bullshit. You about this story. It's not local, but I thought it was wild, bro. Do you know Maroon 5?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually, I'm
baby,
it.
Sugar. Nah. I know Maroon 5.
Yeah. So the lead singer, he's got a side chick.
Adam Levine. Adam Levine, yeah.
He's got a side chick, and his wife is pregnant, and he wanted to name his wife, his kid, after his side chick's name.
Ish. Imagine.
What fucker is that, bro?
Hey, rock stars live a like, different life,
bro,
man.
How do you even have the audacity,
the gumption? It's beindi.
Yeah, it's beindi.
To like your side.
Yeah.
How you gonna? How's your wife gonna call your daughter or your child by the side's name for the rest of their life? And what kind of bad omen is it to just call him Tanako Ninyati?
Yeah.
Like.
That what? Just okay. Maybe just he's just that in love, you know. It's like I wish you were the mother of this baby, kind of.
Oh, and also like, look, it's one thing to name your daughter after your her mom, right?
Mm.
But you gotta name your daughter after someone you were having sex with and an affair with.
After a side.
Number one, yes, like. It's
so now his roadkill has come out. They're sending screenshots. Yes. He's got so plenty. No, dog, this guy is wild, man. Let me read you some of these screenshots.
Which drives the point of prostitutes over
mm-hmm. So this is Adam Levine. This is what he says. It is truly unreal how fucking hot you are. Like, it blows my mind. And poetic. Then she responds, I mean, I think the same. Seeing you in person, I was like, I'm fucked. And then he says, you are 50 times hotter in person. And so am I. Ha, 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 ha.
Hey, 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 hey.
The way you pitch that.
What the?
Ha, 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 ha.
Here's another one. He goes, yep, March 18th. And she's like, March 12th. And he's like, nice. Yeah. And he's like, I shouldn't be talking to you. You know that, right? And she's like, And he's like, but yeah, we are just friends. I think it's appropriate. So they friend zoned him on that one. But he's a creepy motherfucker, man. Let me find another one. Here's another one. This is him. Don't ever apologize for being human. Ha, ha, ha. But I didn't. This is the girl. I will definitely take some time off IG, though. He's like, ha, ha, ha. Distract yourself by fucking with me. Ha, ha, ha.
Whoa. Hey, wait, Tanya. What kind of game is this? Ha, 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 ha. Nah, bro. But my thing is, why are we here on the podcast? Why is this now news? Why did she go out and reveal the... This is a fucking private conversation, man. Why? You see the problem, bro? Of the roadkill.
Yep.
The problem of the roadkill, bro.
And if this was a prostitute and he said that to her, wouldn't know.
Oh, never. And also, she wouldn't, because, you know, she's fumbling her bag, right?
No, but you know what, with you, I feel like, you know, it's not necessarily just the roadkill's problem. No. I feel like it's also you guys. Men in these cases, you end up making promises, like, for no reason. Whereas you keep to the arrangements. If you are just... wrong. Don't...
Niggas don't
when
make
you when you know when you guys are busy in bed and then you're like, you know what, I actually hate my wife, I wish you were my wife, all of these things, then you start selling dreams.
You guys start selling dreams.
That's why.
No, then you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
You don't know.
No, she's right though. She's right.
That's true.
Niggas do that?
Yes.
Yeah. Bro, if you're trying to get the coochie, you'll say anything.
That's the problem.
I love
She'll
you.
She'll be like, give me on the podcast, of course.
Yes. When you're busy there, I love you.
Yo.
Which show do you want?
Yo.
You guys, you're telling women I love you there on the dance floor. Oh, okay, already. That's a panty dropper.
Yeah.
Next minute.
Yeah. Be honest.
And tomorrow she's
people.
Angry. Like, but you told me that you love me. Huh? Can't you using me?
Mesh, don't lie. Be honest. As Mulligan, has a roadkill ever come up to you and say, can I be the fact checker? And you're like, yes, you can.
Yeah, you promise.
You can fact check
you
this
promise
dick.
Positions.
Like, yes.
But you can't even promise them to be a ghost lady.
You're like, don't worry, ghost lady, don't worry.
Yeah, you promise them.
Don't lie, dog.
You promise them it's
Yeah, exactly. You promise them to be a ghost lady.
He's like,
give him the mic. You'll say anything. No. Give it to Tato, yeah? Wait.
Aye.
Yeah?
Mesh is telling him that he's owning the podcast.
Hey, Mesh, give him the mic. Nigga, any mic.
He's the CEO. So I work for him. He's paying me.
I run this shit.
I'm not.
You see what I'm saying, dog? She's right,
because
ladies
see,
right.
But Mesh is the one that uploads the episode. So without Mesh, I go episode.
He's
Petal Mesh.
Petal Mesh.
Petal Mesh.
That's true.
Hey, ask his boss. Don't call me Kaffir. You're right, though.
You're right. Guys do sometimes
sell dreams,
create expectations. Thank you.
Yeah.
And the expectation is, don't worry, baby, we'll go to the movies or whatever people do now these days on Wednesday. Yeah, bro? And this guy's going to be with his family on Wednesday. Seeing his phone is off.
It's off.
Girl is there, red-faced, you know, fucking angry, pissed. You're right.
Yeah.
Guys sometimes also
sell dreams.
Cross the line and sell fucking dreams, bro. Yeah.
Anyway, what's been going on, ghost lady, man?
Guys, did you hear about the Makati story?
What's going on?
So Makati and her record label have been taken to court and sued for 8 million rand.
Jesus, that's a lot of money.
Due to a sneaker deal that went sour. Uh-huh. Oh. So Umakazi allegedly refused to wear the sneakers in the... And that, because so now the stock is gathering up, you know, just in dust, piling up, you know, and they're in huge trouble. But kahle kahle, it's open mic that have taken up the, that it's actually their fault with all of this issue.
Oh, because the open mic represented her and signed the sneaker deal.
I remember her dropping the sneaker.
I thought she was owning it. So it was someone who makes a sneaker who said, let's make you the face. Let's sell these sneakers. Yeah. You just wear them. They're going to fly off the shelf.
Yeah. That's the issue.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, this drama. McCarthy. There's always drama with that record label and Makadze and the artists, man. It's like, it's weird,
yeah, open
man.
Mic is there
always
is. Issues,
I've noticed,
man.
Though. There's always, like, if it's not someone getting paid, now it's deals gone sour. So it's weird, man. It's weird. So now the guys just have sneakers in a warehouse from China, obviously, just piled up.
What if they were made here?
Highly doubt it.
You doubt
then
it?
Then they are highly. They're going to be very expensive if they were made here, because we've got laws, you know, like labor laws, minimum wage. In China, those things are a bit loose. That's why you can get a pair of sneakers produced there for $100 or 150, depending on how many you buy. The more you buy, the price
obviously
goes down.
Yes, yeah,
exactly. You know, that's why you'll find those sneakers sell for $1,000 here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, so that's why it makes sense to make them in China because of the lax labor laws.
She must do what other rappers do that have sneakers. They give them away and say they've sold X amount.
But I heard they can't do the same with the alcohol. They can't do this. Does not apply there. But it would be smart though, right? Take those 8 million rand worth of sneakers, give them away, and you all think everybody's buying them, and then you create a demand, then more people buy them, right?
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes, write it off. Jeez.
Anyway, speaking about music, did you hear about this? Musa Keys is said to be fighting with Electro Mode.
Doesn't Electro Mode like distribute everybody's stuff?
It's a digital publishing company that he signed with. He said to have taken the fight to court, claiming he has the right to cancel the contract he made with them. Crazy thing is, I just signed a deal with Electro Mode yesterday for my EP.
You see, though, I love Musa Keys, but you've signed a contract, right?
Mm.
It's like I signed a contract with Kaya for 3 years. I can't just now say I want to go, right? I probably can, and they probably will entertain it, but a contract is a contract.
Mm.
And the terms, unless they hit some terms and some clause from you, and then you are not surprised how this thing is coming out to hit me out of nowhere.
No, but I just signed a publishing thing.
Yes, but what I'm saying is within that, you saw it was transparent. You saw everything, right?
Yeah. And the only reason I signed with them is because like all the piano cats are there. So I'm like, you know. Let me just
and they're doing, nothing wrong. Because you either way, you were going to get someone to distribute your stuff.
Oh.
Whether it's, what is it, AfriCory or whatever, right? You were going to get somebody to distribute your stuff to all digital platforms.
Oh.
You know, it's fine. But unless they breached the contract and now he wants out, but it sounds to me like they didn't breach the contract.
Mm.
They didn't do anything wrong. Mm. If it's a bad contract, it's what he signed.
So he doesn't have a key to stand on.
Musa, Musa.
On that note, on that note. Oh, hey. It's a Musa. It's a Musa.
Yeah. Let's go.
Drop it.
No, but you're right, dog. You're right.
It's a contract, fam.
Mm.
It's a part of adulting, sadly.
Yeah.
If I sign a shit contract with anyone.
Yeah, I gotta renew all your contracts. Hey, man, I tried that for a year to be professional. When last did you sign the contract?
Hey, I signed the contract 2 years ago. Man, I kept on sending emails. Guys, send contract renewals, please. Send. We're like, man, what this guy was on about? Let's show up and record. We go home, you know. It's vibes and
serious.
It's all love. It's trust.
Yeah, I get vibes.
It's brotherhood, it's family. But it's different. But it's different, guys. It's family, it's brotherhood. It's
Until we're sitting in the middle seat. And then what happened?
Hey.
Hey, no, hey, man, let me do those contracts, man.
Call Musa Keys, man. Why can't we call Musa Keys?
I don't have his number, bro.
Shit, for real. I don't
have his number, yeah.
Yo, lips that a villain would have.
Anyways, time for a game. It's called 60 Seconds. Are you guys ready?
Okay.
Oh, okay, what happened? Wait. What happened?
You got 60 seconds to describe as many celebrities that are in here as possible.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm forwarding you Skululo's numbers.
Oh, yeah. Skululo. Yeah. I forgot about him.
Skululo.
Yeah.
Okay. Sent you Skululo's numbers on WhatsApp.
All right, cool. Let me call them.
Thanks, Jaws.
Okay, there you go, Lulu Cafe.
She never number. Why?
Is my pottery sign thing here? Are they back? And Kabza?
Did they split?
No. I think they were arrested.
No. There's a warrant of arrest out for them or something like that in
Zim.
So they
were not arrested. Oh.
Yeah, remember there was that gig at the waterfall?
Yes.
Victoria Falls. Yeah, well, yeah.
It is a waterfall.
At the waterfalls, yeah. They didn't show up.
Ne? I remember bumping
into one of the owners at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
I mean, of the event, and he was telling me about the story. So, Pori was in the UK. Oh. The show is happening now, but Pori 2 days later is in the UK. Now he was like, he needs to be charted. So now on top of the booking fee, all these fees accumulate. Then they're like, yeah, extra people, book extra rooms. Yep. And the bill was like in the hundreds of thousands, wow. If not 400 or 500 or more, right? On top of the booking fee.
Yeah.
And then they didn't show up.
I met the guy at Amped when we were shooting that show.
Yes.
He wants us to come through during April. For the same event.
Oh, for the same, it's an annual thing.
Yeah. Oh, next year.
Yeah.
Dope. All right, cool.
But he said they got arrested and they got released.
Oh, they did arrest them?
Yeah, and they got released.
In Zim?
I don't know if
Oh, they were arrested here?
I don't know where, but they got arrested. That's what he said.
The news
that's awkward. You know that Spider-Man meme where the Spider-Man's looking at the other one like, oh. But the one is handcuffs. That's awkward. Shame, man.
Oh no, doesn't this guy have a show now?
Who?
He's on air, Lulu Cafe. Oh, he's on air now.
Oh, he's on air.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Him you and know these radio niggas.
Him and naked. Or is it him just naked?
Should we leave him a voicemail? Lulu Cafe.
Ah, someone's gonna play it on air.
All right, cool. Are you ready for 60 seconds?
Okay, so what do you do?
Ghost Lady, choose a team. Between me and Aya, who do you want?
Aya.
All right, so it's Aya and Ghost Lady, me and you. And then?
The fuck? Apologies. Yeah.
Is it the government?
Is it time to take your medication?
No, man.
Is it the government?
Say, yo, Don Omar. I don't even know what this is. No, man. It's the music apps. They just play, you know?
Where are you now?
They just play, man. I'm an woman.
No. Ghostly, I'll take you. Saul will take Aya.
Oh.
Because when we play, if it's just me and him.
It becomes obvious.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm on the same team, fam.
All right, you got 60 seconds. You just pick out a name. Wait, hold on.
Oh, I just describe it.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to win.
Keep score, ne? Mesh, keep score.
Aye.
Where's the timer? Mesh doesn't look...
He's not capable.
He looks unhigh. He's high as shit. He looks high.
He's on the edibles.
Hey, he looks high. Mesh is high, guys. You have no idea.
Let's go.
The whole thing.
And then he says, I'm a CEO.
He's like,
hey! Randy. I'm not sure. He must press on my button.
Hey, Panacho. Okay, and my edibles.
CEO, all he sees is edibles. You ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, go.
Ntlele ungthathe.
Youngster.
Yeah?
K.O.
Song. Yeah. Cool.
Go, more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Kanye Bowles, gay younger brother.
Lasizo.
Yeah. He's on Nkantini.
So true.
This is
easy.
This guy is named after a country. He used to do Kwaito along with Msawawa.
Time. How many did you get?
Three.
Zambia.
Three. I got three correctly.
All right, cool.
Zambia, cool. His mind was... The vaccine was
I Kenya. Got everything right.
You're still buffering.
Zambia is not Zambia.
Named after a country.
Yeah, Zambia.
That's Kwaito. Zambia.
He's
named after Zambia. Otherwise,
it's still Zambia.
Hey, It's still powerful.
When monkeypox meets the vaccine.
Hey, there was a clash there.
Oh, yeah. The chicken pox and the vaccine. Like,
hey, Baba. I know you.
Oh, hey. How did you get in there? This one is strong. You can't go anywhere. We're dying.
Are you ready, ghost lady?
Yeah, boy.
Let's go.
All right.
All right. Who's doing the timer? Who's doing the timer?
Oh.
30 seconds. I realized when I started that 60 seconds too long, so 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Ah, no, it's must fucking
long.
Yeah.
It's long because the names are like.
Yeah, yeah. That's 30 right. seconds. Ne?
Okay, tak, go.
Zintle's husband.
Murder bongs.
Smoo used to be DJ Smoo.
Used also, to be rich.
AKA. Yeah.
Oh, Mzegezeg.
Good. And
that's a good one.
Dating AKA. She's dating AKA.
Not in a car. Not in yes. a car. Yes.
All right, 30 seconds is up. 30 seconds is up.
It's a tie.
Oh,
okay.
Mzegezeg
one
was wrong.
5 seconds.
What did I say?
The Mzegezeg one was wrong. You mentioned the mask. You must not mention stuff.
No.
The mask is. It's not like it's the mask Mzegezeg.
It's not like I said. But
that's the definition of Mzegezeg.
If she said Mzegs man, yeah? That would be wrong.
Hey, the vaccine.
The vaccine, bro.
Hey, man, I'm a champion at this thing most of the time, so I know
now
the
I've
rules.
Been challenged by
No. Even in 30 seconds.
What is that?
I missed it. Fuck.
Watch the show.
I'll watch the show.
Oh, shit,
so
man.
I'm going to a tie decider. It's just a tie.
Okay, Mesh, you read one since he's high.
Oh, fuck. This is going to be entertaining. Yo, give him nigga any mic. Nigga any mic.
You got five seconds.
Nigga any mic.
So
I've got 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
No.
The first to answer it between all of us. Gets
oh,
it right.
Yes. That's
yeah.
a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Nigga any mic.
Hey,
Impart.
Asambe again.
Impati.
All right.
Yeah, go right there.
Shasha.
Shasha.
One more. Last one.
Last one.
Oh, you can make up one even.
Make up one. To make it interesting.
Make it very difficult.
Yeah, to make it interesting.
Make it very interesting.
Yeah.
What did I eat today? What does it have?
Bongo muffins. How much are we doing?
What did I eat today? What does it have?
Nkandi.
Yeah.
Ah! You went on mic. You said Nkandi, by the way. Ah, yeah. What the fuck? That's not a celebrity.
But you wrote Nkandi. Oh, I'm a celebrity.
Yeah, I shit, bro.
Okay, last one.
So, this is what you're missing out on.
I
describe a celebrity,
I
bro.
I was in a cooler food.
It's a sweet you don't like anymore.
Hey, sweet.
We don't like anymore.
I don't like anymore.
Oh, Jup Jup.
Yeah.
But we love Jup Jup, dog. What are you saying?
We still love.
We love Jup Jup.
What do you mean we don't? We hate him.
The country hates him.
No, but we
the
don't.
Country. We're not the country.
We're not the country,
yeah.
dog.
Yeah.
We love Jup Jup, dog.
Oksala, you see, we nile.
Still a tie.
I knew we nile.
One more.
Welcome to Republic of Melican. This is our country. And you are the president.
At least I'd give everyone a ramen.
Hey, man, this is fun. Do another one. This is fun.
Yeah.
Do another one.
Yeah, I like this. I love this.
One Rama, two Rama, three Rama, four Rama, five Rama.
Ha.
Rama pause.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Rama pause, come on. He's not even famous, man.
He is. He's the president.
Nah, he's like Mesh. He doesn't count.
He doesn't count, man.
He doesn't count.
All right, another one. Okay, let's go international.
Yeah.
It's too much.
He his head is blowing up.
Too much on his shoulder right now, bro. Time on the car, and then time. Whoa.
I'm here.
I'm here,
but I'm not here.
Hi, Bobo.
Hey, man.
Is that the clue?
Kanye West.
I'm here.
John Cena.
I'm here, but I'm not here. You can't what?
You can't see me.
Yeah.
Wow. John Cena.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah. No.
Ah, fuck this shit, guys.
Okay, one more.
Hit us with one more of your gems.
To a minister. A minister.
No ministers.
Yeah, that's why it's interesting.
Oh, yeah, hit us with a minister.
Hit us with a minister.
A politician.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to bring a woman.
He wanted to bring a what?
A woman
so he can fuck her.
Yeah,
that's all politicians.
That's the cabinet.
The one minister. Who could.
He?
Hey, my future. Hey, he's an Azana. So you could be there, I'm also in. Hey, he's an Azana.
Well,
hey, he's still someone paying. Yeah?
So there's a politician who wanted to bring a woman.
And he could.
And she's a singer. What?
Well, I can't go into it. It does give you the answer, right?
Yeah, we don't care about the answer now, man. Where's she from?
Speaking Balloon.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, Minister of Transport.
I know Balul. I wanted to bring Beyonce. So he wanted Beyonce.
He stands no chance with Beyonce.
Never.
To the left.
Hey, confused. That's him lost. Oh, he lost.
So Figile brought Beyonce. He wanted to fuck her.
Oh, please.
Nah.
Come on, guys.
Man, what are you smoking, bro?
Oh, come on, bro. Come on, bro. What are you? Jesus, bro. Hi.
Oh, my God.
Hey, anyway,
moving right along. Please let me know. Please tell me.
Yeah.
For the first time in about 4 weeks, you watched Rings of Power.
Yes! Oh, man. Rings of Power.
You had a lot of time in your hands, right?
Yeah, a lot of time in my hands. I'm really enjoying it, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Galadriel.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't get her obsession with trying to. I know that they killed her brother, the evil, killed her brother. But I don't get her obsession, man, with, like, going after.
But she's a gangster, though.
Oh, she's, like, I love her because she's so. She's like one of the most dangerous people on earth, but also she's so sexy. It's beautiful. Yeah, nah, man. I'm enjoying it.
Watched. Yeah, you still loving it?
I did, yes. I'm still loving it. I watched episode 5. Can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, man.
There's a guy in the orcs. You know the orcs? It's those guys who go around enslaving the villages.
Yes, people.
Who just look like aliens. There's a guy who sounds so South African. I don't know if you picked it up.
Which one?
I don't know which one. I don't know which characters. They don't say their name.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. The orcs.
But the orcs. Yeah. But I'm like, nah, fuck. And I'm trying to Google who the actor is and whatnot. I'll find. I remember I was disturbed by something while trying to find. But I fucking
Mikey
love
Pox
it,
ain't
dog.
Something, man.
Mikey Pox ain't something.
Yeah, you were disturbed by something. You're making it sound like.
You had to scratch. You had to scratch.
I had to start from scratch. Start from scratch.
That's Rings of Power. Make sure you check it out on Prime Video, man. Anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Oh, fuck. Did you see... Shit. Aya, did you see Chawe?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yo, Chawe, Uvusitanda, yeah?
No, that's sad, bro.
Oh, yeah.
That is sad.
Uvusitanda, guys.
Yeah, my woman showed me a post that Pearl Tusi put up.
Uvusitanda, bro. Oh, Chawe, as far as I'm concerned. Guys.
Concerned.
Oh, man.
The country's going to the fucking shits. And it's, you know why I say that, right? Yeah, maybe he didn't have a lot of acting gigs. So what happened was, Uchawe from Mzinintsizwa.
As far as I'm concerned.
As far as I'm concerned. Umgani, ga.
Chirore.
Ah. Umgani ga. Ngonde. Uchawe, the actor who plays Uchawe of Ustanda, did a video with his bank card.
Yeah,
with has got a banking account details, and the guy is struggling, and he's literally asking for help from people. Right? And why I say the country's going to the shits is because the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, Natim Tetwa, there was a bill, the Protection of Artists, whatever bill that was passed, well, proposed to the government, and it landed on the president's desk for like 2 years or many months. He didn't sign it. That deal simply says when these guys' show gets re-aired and played, there's fucking money exchanging hands. When Khaudi signs a fucking 50 or 500 million deal, whatever, with DSTV to play old SABC shows on DSTV on Encore, money's being fucking exchanged. And all those legends that are still entertaining people till today are earning nothing from it. That's the fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Now you've got Uchawe asking for money. Already, is it Rain Klogwan? Bam Kize from the show passed away. You know what I mean? We don't know in what state he passed away in. Yeah. Did he have money? Did he not? But here is the man whose shows are playing right now on DSTV, on Encore, and he's asking for fucking for help. Oh. He doesn't even have money to take a taxi to go to the clinic.
Imagine.
And he's a fucking country's legend, and people are still fucking being entertained by him. It's
how
fucking
many more
sad.
How actors do you think and actresses who are actually just stuck and probably, if they had the courage, they'll do the same thing, literally.
Why hasn't the president signed the thing? It's that simple. It doesn't cost government any money. Unless if you think maybe SABC, but still, money is being exchanged hands, and all the people in the suits are getting the money, and but the fucking people who the goose that lays the golden egg is not getting anything.
Yeah.
In 20 years' time, if Cyan Bougie posts a video like that, would you send him money?
EP 50,000.
Hey man, Cyan Bougie was getting paid 200.
Well, 200K
a month. You know? Hey, come on, I won't.
You won't. But she entertained us.
No, did I see the tapes? Did I?
What tapes?
Which tapes?
Which tapes?
Wait, wait, tapes.
Wait.
That nazo.
Okay, before we move on.
That nazo.
Before we move on, man. As far as that video, where he speaks, because he's got his banking details card.
Please. So post-production.
Get that video of Ustanda. And yeah, $10 is enough, man. You know, I mean, a lot of people will see it. It's gonna accumulate to something. Back to Cyan, though. Ah, come on, bro. I mean, come on. How? For what?
Unama tapes.
Who entertained us how? She entertained us how?
How? Yes.
You lied.
Cyan, I got me. I ain't got no idea. I was like, I don't go in. I don't feel at you, because I ain't got no idea.
Hey, you're on fire today.
Hey, you're on fire.
I gotta read this email. It's very sad, man. Like, I was actually thinking about this the other day, man.
Yeah?
It's very sad, but a chiller sent this to me, so I had to read it, man. My name is Punejo from Limpopo, Polokwane. I'm writing this to you because of Blackie Mokgoto.
Oh, that's our Blackie.
Yeah, who died last year. Who was my best friend and my everything. We grew up together at Lebogomo up until he moved to Seshego. I've been following his case, but I saw that nothing is going anywhere. The killer's not found. To be honest, I wasn't a fan of the podcast until he introduced it to me last year. Now I love the podcast. It's amazing. It helped a lot of people and I need your help. Please send a shout out to him on the show and make sure that he's not forgotten. We love him so much. Hashtag justice for Blackie.
Yeah, man. Ish.
Like, why? Why is this case not closed? As in, this killer not being still not found. Why? Yeah. When everything had there was a video, right?
Hey man, I don't know the details. I don't know if there was a video. But yeah,
I believe there was a video. Because remember what happened a few moments before he got shot fatally. He was using his friend's car to do Uber business, right? And then these guys bumped him, and he was chasing after them to obviously say, "Yo, guys, you've bumped me. You know, how about you stop and we solve it out, solve it and the legalities of it." And then so the guys weren't stopping, and he was chasing after them and recorded to report to his friend who owned the car to say, "Yo," I'm getting the story right, eh? To say, "Yo, this is what has happened. I'm chasing after these guys. They've bumped your car, you know. I'm trying to stop them so we can actually talk about this." Gandhi, he's chasing after hardened criminals who are with a gun and have probably just committed a crime. And when they stopped, then that's when they shot him.
You know, when I thought about Blackie, when I was at the airport, we were hanging at the same place when, remember, as a team, we were meant to go to Ghana. And then our tickets were fraudulent.
We got scammed.
Our tickets were in Ghanaian for real.
Have we told that story before?
We've never told that story before. We got scammed.
We were too ashamed.
I said, my party. You know, show my party. Guys, so
this
Ghana.
This is beginning stages of the podcast. We're meant to do a podcast in Ghana, right? So, obviously, it cost a lot. And then I reached out to a friend of mine who's like, "I can get you guys for cheaper." So I'm like, "I clean." So I paid. Boom, 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 boom. They got us the tickets, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
I remember me and I were the first at Mug and Bean. We're there toasting like, "Here's to Ghana!"
I remember we met at Mug and Bean.
Well, so we're excited. This is the whole crew, like Ghost Lady, Saul, Blackie,
I'll drop it on the crew.
Yeah, Maligant, everybody, right? And then now it's time to board. As soon as we board, they're like, "I know, these tickets
before
are fake."
Before we board, before we're just doing the check-in.
Yeah, the check-in, yeah.
They're like, "These tickets are fake.
Hey.
We can't go in. This is 90K deep."
Hey, guys.
Then there was that spot.
90K deep.
There was that spot where we chilled, where I was like this.
Saul was like, "Everybody in Hillbrow, I'm going to Ghana." I told everybody in the hill, bro, "I'm going to Ghana. I told Kweku, I'll be in your fucking city. You are in South Africa. You haven't seen your family for 30 years, motherfucker. I'm going to see your family." Dead. Hey, I showed everybody in the hill, bro. I'm like, "Bro, how far? And then I go to your country. I already be in Ghana eating jollof rice in Ghana. I'm going to check Ghana pussy. How they be Ghana pussy? I go check Ghana pussy. All night long. Saw the traveler."
Yo! Yo!
Hey, I'm thinking, yo, now I'm gonna be back in Hillbrook. And the guy will be like, "Solo, Solo, what did I do? What happened to God no pussy?" Oh, fuck me! There's no way! I was like, "Yo, I adult."
We plan to go drink at Ghost Lady's house.
Ghost
the whole
Lady's
week.
I was like, "Yo, and Ghost Lady, there. I'll have a room. The whole week I'll be in your house. The whole week."
We had to disappear, guys. We've been thinking, let's go to Polokwane.
I don't know who still got the content. Someone took a photo.
Picture.
We're all like,
"Got it. I have a picture."
Yeah, please post it, man. Hey, it was tense. Miss Kyla.
It was tense. All of us, guys. Defeated.
Like, I remember being told tickets are fake. I'm like, am I hearing it? Our tickets are fake.
Yeah.
Our reservations are fake.
Wait, but then we've got a MacGyver.
Yeah, the situation had to be MacGyvered.
Yeah. Eventually we sorted out. We ended up in Ghana a day later.
Yeah, because it was SAA, which is a direct flight, right? Yeah. They've got direct flights to Ghana, to Accra.
Oh, man, that was funny,
we used a different airline, went back to
Dubai. I just remember sourcing, "Guys, I can't go back to
you." I shut on everyone. I was going around and saying, "Let me see your passport. Anyone with a kind of passport, I'll buy them a beer." Then I go, "Oh, can I passport or buy a beer?" But I have to tell you before that I'm going to a fucking country. I remember the Uber driver was a Ghanaian. And I was like, "Nigga, I'm going to Ghana." Fuck, yeah. I wasn't even going to request now Uber for a whole week in case I get that nigga. It's like, Abi, you don't say you go to Ghana.
Anyway, it's time for some announcements, man. I gotta let you know the winners for Back to the City. Give it up for Mighty _A.
Mighty underscore A. Shout out.
Yeah, he's won himself one double ticket to Back to the City, as well as Tanya Dineo Pell. Make sure you email info@backtothecityfestival.com to get your tickets.
Dope.
I don't know if it's .com or .co.za. Let me check. But yeah, Back to the City is happening on the 1st of October at Mary Fitzgerald Square. Who is that, bro?
Mary Fitzgerald. Oh, do you don't know? Hey, Mary Fitzgerald.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking Ella Fitzgerald. Ella Fitzgerald is the woman who sings "It's Wonderful to Know That You Love Me." And then H2O came and sampled "It's Wonderful." So they share the same surname, which is Fitzgerald, and on Fitz from Scandal. But Mary Fitzgerald, obviously some South African stalwart icon. Yeah, but not Ella. Sorry.
Yeah, I so it's in. It's info@backtothecityfestival.com.
And who are the winners again?
The winners, Mighty _A and Tanya Dineo Pell.
Good.
All right. And then moving on. Yes. You see this baby right here?
Yeah.
What is that baby right there?
It's a hangover cure.
Oh, yes.
I thought my pills are sold me.
My name is Mufila Lao.
It is called Tomorrow Tonight. It's a hangover prevention product. Therefore, it is important that the product is taken the night of and not only the next day.
Oh.
It was developed by pharmacists that like to have a good time. It detoxes and protects your liver against damage. This is one of the main causes of hangover. It's available at Dis-Chem, Clicks, or any pharmacy, and on Takealot. That's Tomorrow Tonight. Prevention is better than cure. I want to try these, man, because I'm going home. I'm going to Venda now this weekend.
I'll try them as well, so I can take Sunday gigs and come back home at 3 a.m. and wake up at 5 a.m. and be on the air at 6 a.m. I'm taking these.
They're also running a competition on social media. You can win 3,000 rands in cash and a year's worth of Tomorrow Tonight by telling us your worst hangover story on Twitter. Just tag @podcastwithMacG and @tomorrowtonight. That's T. No, that's two. Goes late.
Yeah,
on Twitter, it's two morrow.
Two.
So two. As in the
number
two.
And then Moro.
Moro as in M-O-R-O. T, I mean, two. Mm-hmm. Night.
Put it up on the thing, man. Tomorrow. Tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah. And that's all the announcements I have to make.
Mary Fitzgerald, also known as Pick Handle Mary. She was born on the 4th of August, 1883. Died on 1960, 26 September, which is today. Mary Fitzgerald passed away today.
For real? Oh.
26 September,
wow,
Monday,
look
today.
At God, bro.
Look at God, and you are fucking
crazy.
Hey,
right?
This show, this is beyond us. It's high on us. Think about it. The day you asked about her, it's her death anniversary. Today it's Mary Fitzgerald.
You don't get that shit at Kaya, bro.
No. Doesn't happen at home.
So many beautiful moments. So you're hitting them today.
You're Mrs. Price.
Hey, it's a home run. That was a home run. Now you're hitting them today, Shem. Knocking them out the park, eh? So, yeah.
You guys didn't get my Mrs. Price? You didn't get?
Nah.
It's hitting home.
Mrs. Price at home.
She's Mrs. Price?
Aye.
It's hitting home, Mrs. Price.
Aye. I heard it. It sounds weird.
Weak. Price.
Gone in the awful.
Yeah, it's just a awful. Drop that.
Yeah, Mesh, fire this one. Mesh, fire this one. Weak.
So, Mary Fitzgerald, who Mary Fitzgerald Square in Gandhi Square.
No, but guys, that was a good one. Like, it's at home.
Weak.
She said,
Weak. Swack.
Weak. Swack.
Mesh, please issue a warning. CEO of the podcast. Issue a warning. CEO of the podcast.
No, but think about it.
Please.
She said, it doesn't hit like home. She's Mrs. Price.
Bro, you're explaining it.
But maybe if she said,
worse.
It doesn't hit at home. Or something, but like home. It's like a stretch, it's a reach. Like, it doesn't hit Mrs. Price.
Young niggas, man.
I'm also not getting it.
You didn't get it?
I don't get it.
I get the thought.
It hit home. You are not Mr. Price because you're a woman.
You're Mrs. Price.
You're Mrs. Price.
At home.
Vali Shonda. Vali Shonda.
Whoa, yeah. Man's a bear, bear. So, Mary Fitzgerald.
No,
guys.
I need a comeback. Give me. Let's go for 5 more minutes.
Yeah. You'll get something.
I'll get something, right.
Pull out content. What do you want us to talk about?
I need to redeem myself.
Mary Fitzgerald was an Irish born.
St. Mary.
Mike.
Written warning now.
CEO of your podcast. Your road kid is watching right now thinking, why is Mesh letting this go on? Why is Mesh letting this go on? Fire him, Mesh. Baby, fire him. Mary Fitzgerald, she was an Irish-born South African political activist and was considered to have been the first female trade unionist in the country. Hence, there's a whole square in Newtown named after her.
So she should be called McMary.
McMary. Weak. Swag. Weak. Swag.
You know Irish names.
MacGyver.
Yeah. That's Scottish, mate.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
I tried.
Yeah.
Okay.
You tried too many times. Mac tried too many times. You tried too many times. Yeah. Mac too many. Yeah. Man United fan with the Mac too many tries. Hey, Mac. It's a rap. Let's get the fuck out.
MacGyver has resigned.
Bye.
Hinda, whatever.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even if when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.